The U.S. attorney in Milwaukee, James Santel, says he invited Holder to deliver a speech at this morning's service and that Holder wanted to speak. Santel says he expects his boss to send some messages.
So this Department of Justice is not only grieving for this community and for the six in particular, but also let them know that this administration and this Department of Justice is going to ensure that these kinds of things don't happen again, that the civil rights of every human being, including those in the Sikh community, are preserved and protected, that security is safe, that the community is safe.
Many Sikh leaders in the Milwaukee area say they're glad Holder is coming to Oak Creek. Dr. Kulwant Dhaliwal says he regards Holder as President Obama's representative.
So all these things are very sort of helpful that you're not alone. People care about you.
But the son of the temple president who died on Sunday takes a more skeptical tone. Amardeep Kalika says Sikhs have been calling for more consistent protection for their community across the U.S., while most Sikh men continue to wear their traditional turban and facial hair. Kalika says he wishes President Obama or Vice President Biden was coming to the memorial.
Like if Barack Obama was to take a picture with a Punjabi person with a pug and a beard, I think people could understand that. And we're not dealing with higher intellectual people here that are trying to kill us. We're dealing with people that are very, very simple-minded.
Governor Scott Walker is also scheduled to speak at today's event. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.